This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
You have more power in terms of the decisions you make than you realize, and the ultimate choice in life, I want you to get this, is not choosing between a God and no God. The ultimate choice in life, listen, this is really important, is a God, the God, or another God. Joshua wasn't dealing with the problem of atheism in Israel. He was dealing with the problem of idolatry. He wasn't saying choose between believing in God or believing in atheism, no God. That wasn't the issue. That wasn't the choice. The people were worshiping pagan gods. I want to give you an illustration out of our own lives that will help you to understand this. First, to tell you that the people of Israel picked up the gods of the people they conquered. That's incredible to me. They came into the promised land and they picked up the pagan gods that their forefathers worshipped. And they picked up the pagan gods that the people that whose nation they conquered were worshiping. They would put little statuettes in their home and they would pray to that god. They would build what was called an Asherah pole, maybe in their next to their tent, and they would worship that god. And you say, I can't believe that God's people would turn and worship idols. Folks, it happens all the time, and we can worship the gods of this age. I'll talk about it. When Annie and I were married years ago, a missionary came back from Ghana, Africa. And he happened to be in the States at the time of our wedding, so he gave us a wedding gift that is, I would call it a gag gift. It was a little pagan idol. It was out of black ebony wood, and it was called a fertility doll. It was a joke. You know, take this, you'll have many children. I had it up in my office for years. Just and when people would say, what is that? I'd say, oh, a missionary from Ghana, Africa gave us that as a wedding gift, and it's a we had a good laugh over it. It's a fertility doll. I had it in my office until my brother-in-law, who was a missionary in Africa for years, came to my office when he was on leave, and he looked at that and said, what in the world are you doing with that in your office here at the church? And I said, lighten up, it's just a fertility god. He said, Randy, people pray to that. People worship that in Africa. You've got an idol in your office. And it so convicted me that I literally took it that day and broke it into pieces and threw it away. I did what Joshua told the people to do. Let's begin by looking at verse 14. Joshua says, now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Let me talk about fearing the Lord perhaps in a way that you've never thought about. We've talked about fearing the Lord, that it means to acknowledge the Lord. It means to reverence the Lord. It doesn't mean just to cringe in fear. But let me tell you what we fear. We fear war. We fear disease. We fear an economic recession that people are talking about in our own economy right now. Possible depression. We fear illness, we fear loss of jobs, we fear loss of a house. There are all kinds of things that we fear. And Joshua's first admonition to the people and his last message is this, fear the Lord. Fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. What would happen if you made the choice today that from now on what we're going to fear in our household, we're going to fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness? To fear the Lord and to serve him with all faithfulness. Look at the next sentence. It says, throw away the gods your forefathers worshiped beyond the river and in Egypt and serve the Lord. I did with that pagan idol what Joshua told the Israelites to do. Throw away the gods. Well, is there anything in your life or my life that we need to throw away? I'm going to use a powerful illustration of that tomorrow, what a man needed to get rid of in his life because someone confronted him about it.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.